Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey. Wake up,
Wake
Eddie.
Up. No rooster, I mean, again. Hollywood. That's like the third week in a row.
You know what? I left my iPad at home.
Oh!
It's going to be maybe
thank God.
Some of this.
You plugged up your phone? That's not fair.
The soundboard fucking will always asshole. Be a part of this. Just want you to know. Oh, yeah. Slow jam.
And that's been Wake Up Hollywood, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
All right. How was your week?
That's fine. It's good.
What'd you do?
I was going to fight with a six-year-old.
Whoa.
Mine.
What happened?
No, I took.
Was
my
he
kid...
mouthing off to you or something?
No, I walk my kid to school every day.
That's
first
nice.
Grade.
Aw, it's really sweet, dude.
I walk him to school, and there's a new. You guys' headphones not working?
Now they're good.
There we go.
Our secret guests
anyway,
here, but now they've got to
anyway, use. So I'm walking my kid to school, and we get there, and there's a new Star Wars Lego game coming out, right? It's up for The Force Awakens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they make a Lego version of Star Wars, and it's a video game for PlayStation.
Huh.
And
marketing.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so they make the game, and the game's coming out in June. They did a teaser trailer for it and everything.
Would have made more sense if the movie came out with the Lego,
well,
right?
They got to make, I don't know, whatever. So it comes out in June. And so they make a teaser trailer. I show my kid. He's excited about it. He goes to school. He tells other kids. And there's this one kid in his class. Like, there's always this one kid in grade school. And there's this kid in his class who just tells the lies because he knows he can never get caught. Like, no one can ever disprove his lie.
Right.
Because no one's
going
to go to his house.
I already know where this is going.
So he goes. He's like, yeah, my I have it already. And so my son, Colton, he believes it. And he comes home. He's like, no, my friend Aiden, he's got it. He has it. I didn't change the names to protect anybody. He's like, he's got the game. He pre-ordered it. If you pre-order it, you get it early. And I'm like, no, that's not true. It doesn't come out till June. The game's not even made yet.
Right.
You can pre-order it and pick it up in June.
Dude,
like,
he probably said that to really piss him off.
So I'm walking to school the next day, and I drop him off at school, and he goes into the class, and he's like, go ask him. And the kid comes up to me, and he's like, yeah, I have it. And I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, you don't have it. He's like, yeah, I do. You pre-order, you get early. I'm like, no,
you
want to
set him straight.
That's not true. So I'm sitting here, a 41-year-old man, like, arguing with a 6-year-old kid that's not my own, going, nah. No, you don't have it.
You can't switch back on a double back.
You don't have it. Because he knows that no one's going to go to his house and go, where's the game? Show it to me.
Right. But there are those kids. But your kid's going to be like, your son, he's going to be like, yeah, I got it too. And then he's like, oh, shit.
I taught my kid yesterday because he was in jiu-jitsu class, and I guess his one kid there.
Your kid's in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, you know that.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Well, somebody,
that's awesome. He's going to be able to kick
it's
your ass
pretty world.
Soon.
It's a shitty, shitty world. You got to learn to choke fuckers out.
You're going
to
be like, go to your room. Oh, you actually.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Anyway, so there's one kid calls him Poopy Pants all the time, and he gets upset about it because he calls me Poopy Pants, I don't like it. I'm like, well, all you got to do, because he doesn't want to get in trouble by calling him a name back.
Right.
Which is fine. I was like, all you do is go, I taught him the classic, you just say, I know you are, but what am I? And like, I've never seen a light bulb go off in someone's eyes before, or just everything in the world just clicked to him and made total sense.
He just saw a little piece of the universe.
I was like, here, we'll try it. I'll call you Poopy Pants, and you say, I know you are, but what am I? So I'm like, hey, Poopy Pants. And he's like, I know you are, but what am I? I'm like, you're Poopy Pants. I'm like, I know you are, but what? And he's just like the biggest grin from like ear to ear.
Like, this is the best.
Like he's been armed with like the... So that's what I'm doing.
You're diffusing bullying.
I'm teaching my kid Pee Wee Herman jokes.
I like it. You have to teach him like some pranks. He's got to pull some pranks now.
No.
Like, it sounds like your kid's getting picked on quite a bit.
That's why he's in jiu-jitsu.
Dude, do we have to break some legs?
He will.
He will
he'll
in time.
He'll choke a fucker.
I love that you're having him in jiu-jitsu, and then he's playing the bass. It's like two totally different ways to destroy people. Yeah,
exactly.
I like it.
Exactly.
How was your wife's birthday? Did you have fun?
I don't. Normally my birthday.
I saw you went on a hike.
We go on a hike. That's
so cute.
That's what she wants to do. Go on hikes.
That's nice, though. Did you hold hands?
No, I can't. I can't walk and hold hands. It's all sweaty and...
It's gross.
Just super uncomfortable. Yeah.
Super well, that's not. Did you make her breakfast? Did you do anything nice like that?
No.
Did you rub her feet?
No.
No. Dude. You're way past that.
What are you doing?
Way past that.
I've been married for 11 years.
I bet your birthday present was like, here, you get the remote. Or you were like, you want to play with my lightsaber?
You don't touch feet more than 2 years into a relationship. After that, you don't know more feet touching.
That's true. That's very, very, very true. I've been just busy doing session after session after session. It's just kind of driving me crazy.
What are you working on?
Music, 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 music.
Oh, I know it's music. Is it your music?
Just writing songs. Like, writing songs. I'm going to announce something soon. I can't announce it yet. But
why?
Because I have a songwriting team, and we got a song on a certain artist's record. And
Bieber?
It's coming out
Bieber?
Soon. No, it's not Bieber. It's not Bieber. But so I've just been busy with that and just trying to get things together so we can push things in the right way.
You're being very vague. You're being very Hollywood.
I have to.
Hollywood vague.
Well, because I can't say too much
about it. There's a lot of
stuff
going on. Got a lot of irons in the fire. Just, you know, just do a lot of writing,
Stirring a lot of pots.
Just doing a lot of writing.
Making connections. Just networking. You know how it is.
Yeah.
That's how we do it, though, you know? You got to be somewhat vague so that when you are ready to release stuff, then you give them the big 1-2 punch. Yeah, your punches are different than mine.
They are.
Well, I heard through the grapevine. I mean, it's going to tie into our guests, but I heard you're going to be at a comedy festival.
I will. I will be at the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival.
Well, tell me about that.
March 3rd through the
6th. It's going to be exciting.
It's very exciting. I think it's the fourth time I've done the festival.
That's amazing.
Fifth year or sixth year, something like that.
Dude, you're already 80% of the
attendance. I've been to a lot of festivals. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Aspen. I've been to Vegas. I've been to tons of comedy festivals. This is by far the most comic-friendly, funnest
You know
festival.
What? You know, no bullshit.
You can do it. You can perform
No
it.
Bullshit. You have said this before, so I know you're not saying it just because...
There's people here.
You have told me that before, so I do...
No, it really... I've been to all this festival, and I've had the most fun at that one.
Well, how fun are people in Montreal, really?
I mean... Man, unless you're at the strip clubs, not really.
I mean, they're French. You know, French-Canadians... But. I just think it's just like a whole crowd of Celine Dion's everywhere.
But it's just it's a load of fun, and the shows are great, and the comics.
What are you performing and where? Give me the details.
I don't know the details,
dude. How do you not know?
I don't. I didn't look on the website to see what shows I'm doing. I just know I'm going up and performing.
Wait, you're telling me I'm vague, and you don't even know when you're performing. You're like, I'm just gonna show up, and I'm.
I at least have names and dates.
Well,
you're just like music and stuff for people
I
can't talk about.
You're like names and dates. I don't know exactly where, but just be in the
go to San Luis Obispo. If you don't see me performing, you'll see some other awesome comic performing.
That's true. That's true. Well, why don't we bring our special guest? Why don't you give him a little, you know, a little
without
intro.
Further ado, Eric Chance and Mark Fry. What is that?
Just
what?
Two drills.
Was that a drill?
Yeah, because I just figured, you know.
You're awful. You're awful sound effects.
Anytime I'm on a radio show, I like to have a drill.
Well, it was either that or this.
Wow.
I'm a big flipper
Stop.
Fan.
Terrible.
Is there any way to make the headphones even louder?
Yes.
Because I just barely have a drum left.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
So, Eric.
Eric was here last year promoting the Slow Fest.
I remember.
Eric pulled up my shows.
Oh, he knows when he's like, here you go, Eddie.
I literally had it on my phone, too.
See, that's your
These
screensaver.
Guys are prepared.
That's
I like
screen,
this.
It's a screensaver. I'm at Joke Tasting. The name of the show is Joke Tasting. Thursday, March 3rd at 7 p.m.
Nice.
$15.
Are you not hearing anything? You can talk. You can go ahead and add. You can,
are you, like, can you hear?
I mean, kind of.
Kind of?
Hold on.
Jack it all the way up.
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah. I'm at the Slow Case, Friday, March 4th, 5 p.m. Pure stand-up, Friday, March 4th.
Oh, you're doing, like, multiple shows.
Well, you don't just go up to a festival and do one show.
Well, in music, that's what you do. Well,
music
sucks.
Music,
really?
Music sucks balls.
Oh, dude, wow. Dude, you go to Bonnaroo, and you play one set on one day, and then you're done.
Everybody everybody gets four shows over the weekend.
That's awesome.
So whether you
dude,
come
I need
Thursday,
to be a comic. That's amazing.
But whether you come up Thursday or whether you come up Friday, you still get just four shows over the weekend.
But you have potential getting five.
Yeah, you could do five.
Tell us about the fifth show.
Nice. You act now, you'll get an extra fifth
Call
show.
Call in.
No, the fifth show on Friday and Saturday, it's called The Poison Show, where all the comics have to be intoxicated.
Oh, I've heard about this.
And,
I have heard. He's talked about this.
Yeah, he's done it, and he acted like he was drunk.
Yeah. I was the exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I act drunk.
Yeah, that's the key.
You kind of always.
And in all honesty, the audience is so hammered, they have no idea
they don't
what's
know.
Going on.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, he's so wasted.
It's so funny for a conservative town. Battle of the Sexes has sold out already. And then the Poison Show is well on its way.
Yeah.
And then the Nasty Show is almost like
that. Nasty Show is like impossible to even get into.
Well, we moved it to a theater now.
Yeah, oh, you did?
I like the name.
That show you couldn't even watch that show. It's impossible. It was impossible to get into.
Well, that was, we had about 60 people in there in that room that we were allowed. And then the fire marshal kicked our ass last year. And
you're not allowed to say ass on the show. Just kidding.
I'm just starting to wonder. I'm like, well, you can just say fuck, please.
Don't say fucking. Don't say ass.
So, and now we moved it to a 202 seat theater.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, yeah, but it's scary, too, because we added like 1,000 seats this year. And I'm hoping we can handle it.
You know what? If you
outgrew what you were doing before.
Right.
Yeah. The festival outgrew what the seats before.
Yeah, so we turned away. Yeah, exactly. We turned away 500 people last year.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So,
now
really?
You see those 500 people back plus 500 more.
Exactly.
But you know what? Now, I'm sure that's why shows are already selling out, because people were like, you know what? I missed this last year. I'm going to buy my tickets now.
We had one lady that came with her, and her husband came, and they're like, what do you mean we can't get in? We got a babysitter.
Oh. And you're like, babysitter?
Oh. When you did that, why didn't you buy tickets?
Yeah. Buy tickets, then secure the babysitter.
Yeah, that's like parenting 101, right? Come on, they should know better.
What's the – you guys started this festival, it was like 5 years. Is this the fifth festival
six,
or six?
Six
festival,
six
right?
Year.
2011 was the first one.
Yeah,
I believe.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? I got to say, it's a thankless job to start a festival and run a festival. I know what you guys – I mean, I don't even know all the logistics, but I know that what you guys are doing, you're taking on something huge, and it's a thankless job, and thank you for doing stuff like this, because it's an opportunity for people to see a lot of great comics.
Well, I initially just started it because I just wanted to have a party weekend with friends. And then
that's what the first one really was.
Yeah.
It was sort of a party weekend.
I mean,
weekend
I was hammered
friends.
The whole weekend. And
it was going to be the Hammered Festival. That was the name of it. I'm like, well,
where now I got to actually be sober and liaise with the city.
Yeah,
and
just put a PPY on the end of slow, and there you have it.
Or at least act sober.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk to some authority figure of some kind.
It's been getting more and more every year. The city's been kind of had to deal with city planners and yeah. So I reserve all my drinking pretty much until like Saturday evening.
Yeah. Let me ask you a silly question. What's the craziest obstacle that you have to go through in putting on a festival?
Oh my gosh.
And I know it's a lot of things.
Well, last year was like on the day of the festival, the fire marshal came in and wanted to shut down like 4 venues because they said the venues themselves didn't have the proper use permits.
The day that all the comics are coming in.
Absolutely. Like, that's the fifth year of this festival. This has been going on for 4 years prior to this.
It's not like it's a speakeasy festival. Like I do $10,000 in advertising every year between radio, TV, newspaper ads, internet ads. I mean,
that's amazing.
It adds up. I mean, the program book alone is $3,000.
And I like the program book too. It's like,
and it's grown into an international festival. You guys got people from other countries.
Yeah. Last year we had a
Warrior Nietzsche from he flew in from Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's I tell everyone, I'm like, we have no idea what we're doing, but we're doing it well.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, I remember like that first year, it just was sort of like you said, like a small party for friends. Like a lot of LA comics just went up to San Luis Obispo and had a fun weekend, and then to see what it was like. I was there 2 years ago, and it had grown so much.
Yeah. Right. Well, this year's gonna be our biggest grow year.
Yeah.
And I'm scared.
Don't be scared. That's good. That's, you know what? Big risk, big rewards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? Or massive failure.
No.
Shit people talk
that
about
should be
for
our
years.
Models. Big risk, big rewards.
It's showtime.
Crippling heartbreak.
Dude, you're part of
this. Debilitating.
You need to be bigging these guys up. Like, dude, we got this.
It's an amazing festival. It's going to be awesome.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you're ringing in like a lot of talent, and it's like you're taking it to a place that probably doesn't get a lot of these kind of comics, too.
No, and it's a rock star festival. I mean, every year I say that this lineup is the best year we've ever had. this year is the best lineup we've ever had.
That's awesome.
By tenfold.
Like, we've got, like, a handful of comics that have, like, half-hour Comedy Central specials.
That's amazing.
Like, just, like, that kind of caliber of comics. And then we still have, like, the middle of the road. So it's, like, you have, like, just all kinds of, like, it's just awesome. And you don't realize, also, like, we have people that have been, like, there's a guy that came up to me last year after, like, we have a rap party or whatever, and he's like, literally, I watched one of your first shows the first year when you guys had, like, makeshift stages, and, like, literally, they grow with it. Like, they come with us through the journey. Yeah. Like, it's just
but that's
so
what
crazy.
That's what's great about it. That's when you see that. Yeah. That's when you're building something
you
bigger than what you thought
it
could
be.
Yeah,
you don't realize it sometimes, and then you stop, and you, like, talk to these people, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Why? But, okay, so let's say I'm an unknown comic.
You wear a bag on your head?
Yeah,
exactly.
So how would I get into your festival? You must go through tons of, like, YouTube. You must see a lot of shitty comics. Let's break it
down. It's a five-day process.
Wow.
Where you're just sitting there. We lock ourselves sequestered in, like, a room and just watch videos for five solid days.
Damn.
10-hour.
Grow to hate comedy.
10-hour day, yeah.
Yeah, 10-hour days.
How much time do you give a comic? Like, from your side of the stage, you know?
What we do is, we have a panel of people that watch all the videos. And so we'll watch a 2.5 minute of every video.
Okay.
And then we'll put an X, which is just like, if you like them, and then a 1 to 5 rating. So then the next time we go through, we'll go through all of those. And if it's the majority of X's from the panel and a high score, then we'll watch it again for the full 5. And then we'll give it a nice score from that. So it kind of helps whittle it down a little
bit.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
But
dude, that's so fair. First of all, no, really. Like, I've played a lot of music festivals. I've seen how there's so much bullshit when it comes to that process.
Right?
Yeah. It's who do you know?
And then exactly. The favoritism. Like, he's my friend.
Or an agent's like, oh, yeah, you want this huge artist? Oh, you got to bring these 3 other smaller artists. Like, that is the way to do it. Because then you get really good people. It's
that's it. And there's a quote from a NASA scientist that said, you know, you can't fool nature because, you know, whatever you engineer, it has to be withhold. So I kind of use that as, you know, politics can't play a part in comedy because audiences can't be fooled.
Dude, right? That's amazing. That's,
you know, so that's
can
that's,
you guys just run for president? I mean, dude, seriously. Yeah. That's the way the world should run, man.
I have a checkered past, and that's why I do comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have done a little quote with the checkered.
No real jobs here.
That's amazing.
So this we had last year. So somebody met at our festival last year, the first year.
The cake people. Awesome.
They
yeah.
made us a cake.
Every year they make us like a crazy. And you looked at that picture.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
That's,
like
that's hours of work and detail.
It's not just like
made you a cake. I made you some brownies.
That's a 3D bird. They've made that alive,
dude. I'm more impressed with A, like they match the coloring.
Yeah,
but B, the way they iced that cake, it's smooth, man. Yeah. That is smooth icing.
Yeah, that's like...
She was like, do you mind if I make you guys a cake this year for the rap party? Like, I'm
please.
Like...
You should be like, yeah, I do.
I don't like cake. Fuck off. Yeah.
Have you heard of gluten?
Yeah.
Are you trying to kill everybody?
I've got a gluten allergy,
diabetes.
You stupid bitch.
Diabetes.
But, Aaron's Confections, they've been so good to us, and every year they just make us cakes and cupcakes. Yeah.
But you know what? See, that's the kind of thing you're bringing people together for like a common vision, and it's like you're starting something, you're taking it seriously, obviously you've been doing it for 5 years, and then you pull like people from the community out of their shells to do stuff like that. That's awesome.
No, it's really amazing to watch how it's grown and the impact you have on people you don't even realize.
Why did you choose Slow, out of curiosity?
I did a show there back in 2000, I think it was, and then I did Kilkenny in Ireland. The Fringe Festival there. I didn't do the actual festival, but they have the Fringe Festival over there. And the town matched San Luis Obispo almost to a T, minus the college.
Wow.
But it's the same kind of, you know, all the venues are within walking distance.
Right.
You can do a bunch of shows. And like that place does 30,000 visitors in Kilkenny. So we're trying to get there, you know.
That's
like
crazy.
This year we're on pace to do about 3,500 seats.
That's amazing.
You know, so it's every year it goes up a little bit of seating and... And so it's
a beautiful part of California.
It's crazy.
It's like super gorgeous. I mean, I've toured there a lot and played there a bunch. And the people there, it's so nice when you leave LA. I know, Eddie, you feel like so strongly about this because you go out of LA and it's like people are so warm. yeah. about talent.
They'll pay for like yeah. comedy or live entertainment again.
And unknowns. They're like, yes, I will go see people I haven't heard of before.
Seriously.
Because I know that it's going to be something decent.
Yeah, well, it's just like in L.A., people almost – they almost get kind of spoiled because it's yeah. so saturated with yeah. like events like comedy or like, yeah. you know, anything. Like I remember I used to do a show at the Improv, like produce a show at in the Improv. And you get people in for free. You know what I mean? You get right. people in for free or whatever. And there's this girl. She comes to me after the show and she's like, ah, I didn't know I had to buy two drinks.
And you're like, oh my God. Have you been to a comedy club yeah. before?
You just want to sit and just have a free night. All yeah. right.
But they like, but you do a show outside of LA and people are laughing. Like exactly. In your head, you're going, why are you people laughing?
Yeah.
What's wrong with all of you?
And they pay.
There's no judgment
yes.
here at all.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
The biggest thing I know when we first started doing this festival up in San Luis, when we're just scouting the town just to see, you know, if it's feasible, if we can do it and everything. I met with one guy. He literally opened up his contact book and goes, okay, if you guys want to do this, call this guy, that guy, and this guy. I'm like, that would never happen in L.A.
No.
Yeah, not ever. And then we go to those four people, and all four of them open up their contact books. Okay, yeah, call this guy, that
yeah.
guy. And like, we literally had like 20 different contacts of people to call
just
for
like
events.
That.
That's awesome.
In one day of scouting.
Well, just little
venues.
Things like they let you put up posters and windows
right.
there.
Right, yes.
Like, what?
You're like, what do you mean?
That's
you don't mind?
Unheard yeah. of here. You know what I mean? Like, you yeah. go into like yeah. a.
Oh, that's advertising space. Yeah. What are you doing? No, don't cover
you'll
up
get,
our name.
You'll get a weekend in jail for hanging yeah. up a poster here.
Like, even places like a Subway, they're like, oh, yeah, you can hang it up. I'm like, really?
You're like, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Do I have to pay you?
Yeah.
And are you hitting up the schools? Like, cause there's, I know there's a JC up there, yeah. Questa's up there, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another one. There's another
Cal Poly.
That's right.
The big one. Yeah. Cal Poly.
Yeah. Cal Poly's got 25,000 students.
That's amazing.
So we advertise in the Mustang paper up there.
And San Luis Obispo too is like such a great party town. Like, what a fun yeah. place to have a festival.
Oh, it's so like I always say, I wish I could experience through the eyes of the comics because right. like we're like running around like a chicken with its head cut off. And then I'm like, oh, it looks like they're having fun.
Yeah.
We are. It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's comic.
And friendly. I'm not even, I don't even drink. I mean, like, I can't even imagine what someone who's like,
well,
drunk.
It's probably, yeah. you guys are like work in the system. You know what I mean? So it's like, you
it's
know
crazy,
what you would
man.
Expect if yeah. you were, you know, a comic performing at this thing. And, you know, and that.
Well, that's what we still perform.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So
oh,
it's great. But it's like, I like to perform.
They each have 12 shows.
Yeah. They're like, we make it fair.
I have four. Yeah. They have 12.
No, we do four shows, but it's the only time I can literally hide in plain sight where
yeah.
no one can come on stage and bother me with a problem.
Right.
I actually can just, that's my free, that's like taking a shit and hiding from the
yeah.
kids is being on stage.
You could probably see us like take a deep breath for the first like 2 seconds. Like, oh my God.
But when you're coming off, like as you're like, looking, you just see people like with
yeah,
questions.
I'm just looking for the exit. Yeah.
You're like, how am I going to get out of here? Maybe Eddie can give me a piggyback out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the shows there are great. You guys still do, are you still doing the one above the Chinese restaurant?
No,
that's
no.
gone.
Pop
that's,
Sing or what was it called?
Me Hang Low.
Me Hang Low.
Yeah.
Me Hang Low.
Yeah. Me Hang Low Noodle Shop.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Not it was, it was in the attic, probably about the size of this room.
Yeah.
At like 4 p.m. And yeah. you like when you get it on the schedule, like, fuck. But then you go to the show and there's like
it's packed.
It's packed. There's 12 people
those
there.
Those are
it's
the most
packed.
Fun because they're like right. They're basically
it's the
sitting funnest.
It's it was
know.
So much fun.
The guy told us he could put 60 up there, and we had 40, and there was like literally no more space.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Like, you like scale.
But
them
it was
off,
so much like
please.
It's so much like even like the show you think isn't gonna. It's like so much fun.
Well, that's the thing too. Is that's
awesome.
What a festival is.
Yeah.
Like because I remember like I had the same feeling. I did Edinburgh back in 2007. And, like, I had an 11 o'clock in the morning show on Thursday. I'm like, well, this is going to suck. And I go in. The place is packed. And it was, like, my best show of the whole week. And I end up, I did, like, 20 spots over the, like, 6 days I was there. 11 a.m. was
the
best.
Morning.
Was the best show I had.
Yeah, because they weren't blackout drunk.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Were you still drunk?
Let me ask you a question. What, like in L.A. clubs, they got hecklers. People are partying. I'm sure you guys have hecklers. Or people are kind of behaved. Like,
no,
well behaved.
They're pretty behaved, yeah. It's
wow,
not like it,
slow.
It's not like a rager. It's,
well, the thing is, these people have paid money to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have more invested in the show. When
yeah.
you have free shows, the audience isn't invested in the show.
Right.
People don't think about that.
Right.
You're like, oh, it's a free show. Yeah, come. We'll get a crowd. That's not. When people pay to go to a show,
they want
to
be
they're
there.
Invested in
yeah.
that show being good.
I
that's
had one,
awesome.
Yeah. One person was like, oh, yeah, this is our ninth show right now. I'm like, how did you even get to nine shows? Because, I mean, yeah. They start every
How can you watch
half
that much
hour.
Comedy?
Yeah, yeah, that too. Like, you can only laugh
well,
so
that's
much.
Well, that's amazing. That's like people that are diehard
I don't even
comics.
Watch the show yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. that's what's cool well, about it. It's like some of the shows are literally, you can hop across the street, like just hop all over the place. They're just like right
So why don't you mention some of the venues that you're having some of these comics perform in?
We got Marston's.
You both looked at the book at the same time. Like,
I know it off by heart, but I still
I'm just
need to
kidding.
Look.
Okay, it's all right.
If you're listening to it, go to slowcomedyfestival.com. SLOcomedyfestival.com.
You guys totally did that like synchronous swimmers.
Yeah, let's see. Let's check out this handy dandy booklet.
Yeah, we have so there's seven venues we have this year, and then the big one we added this year was the Mission Theater. Well, it was called Mission Cinemas, and they've been closed for a few years, but the Slow Film Festival happens 10 days after us. So we kind of piggybacked on there, and
that's
we
awesome.
Rented this big theater now.
Is that Best of the Fest this year?
Well, that's Fremont's still the Best of the Fest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And that's a 1,000-seat theater, where this Mission Theater has three rooms in it, 230, 200, and 120.
You guys using all three rooms?
We're just using two for now, two biggest ones. And then the third one's going to be, we now have a green room this year that'll actually have food and snacks.
That's awesome.
Get
out,
dude. Yeah. Eddie Pence is going to be serving all the comics.
I will. Hand jobs.
Celery and hand jobs. He's your guy.
The roughest hand job.
Sandpaper.
80 grit.
You got 30 seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds.
So tell us like where people can get tickets.
You can go to slowcomedyfestival.com, and it's slocomedyfestival.com, and the tickets are going fast. So there's been a couple of shows that have already sold out online, but you can also go, if you're in town, you can go to Boo Boo Records, which is our home box office, and it's just
I already love the name. Jesus.
Boo Boo Records.
Boo Boo Records.
They
yeah.
were
amazing.
Not, I think they were
oh,
rated
a great place.
One of the top 20 record shops in the country from Rolling Stone magazine.
Dude, that's incredible. Like,
and check out the gum wall when you're there.
Oh, yeah, the most disgusting thing, but
I've
you're
seen
so intrigued
I've seen
by it.
You want to
oh
touch
my God.
It so bad.
It's still squishy.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
That's where Eddie's sleeping.
I'm like, free gum!
Free, did you say free gum? That's disgusting.
All but you
so,
can eat.
It's so funny for that town that it's really such a conservative town. Like the old folks there are
right.
very, very conservative.
Yeah.
And they reign against the entire town. To allow that to happen just blows my mind from like it
the gum wall?
Yeah, the gum wall doesn't make sense to what the
give
town
him a place.
Yeah,
but that's
but
okay.
But you know underneath like anything that's super conservative, there's some fucking weird crazy thing.
Yeah.
Well, so the art comes out.
How they have a law against drive-thrus. They don't have drive-thrus. You have to go into the establishment and
why?
Like order.
They don't want them.
They don't want them.
Because of the traffic?
No, they just don't want drive-thrus. They want it to be a walking city. And
they want it to be
which makes the Taco Bell there very interesting.
Exactly. It's very.
And then you can't. You're not allowed to smoke in the city.
Yeah.
There's not, like the, I remember the first time
son
I was there,
of a bitch.
I remember I was having a cigarette and like this. I'm
God
over.
Damn it!
This cop was looking at me smoking a cigarette. And I look over, I'm like, what? He goes, you're not allowed to smoke in town. And I just start laughing. He's like, no, you're not allowed to smoke in
it's
the
like,
city.
Oh, I guess I can't have my gun either.
Yeah. So I flicked a cigarette down to step on it.
Oh, and then, even worse.
Well, yeah, but my
there's
buddy,
no flicking
I,
here either,
I'm going
sir.
To pick it up to put it away. And then he's like, you're going to get done for littering. I'm like, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm just putting it
I'm
out.
I'm not an idiot. I'm going to run right now. Duh.
Sure, and I'm faster than you are.
Yeah.
He's like, not. Well, maybe. So let me ask you this. What are the group of comics or the shows that you're most excited about? Because you have some cool names. Like, talk about some of the shows like
God.
That you have.
The show titles, I pride myself on a lot of them.
I love them already. I've heard some of them.
Because, I mean, like, 90 Minute Abs, I think, is one of my favorite show titles.
You're a funny guy, Sally. I like you.
Sorry. I'm silly.
So 90 Minute Abs, if you're not completely satisfied with the first 90 minutes, we'll throw in an extra minute of comedy. Absolutely.
Hey! That's good.
And which one of you guys gets to do the extra minute of comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can just, everyone does like a quick 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Just a recap.
Yeah.
And then you got Chuckle Chasers. We just added this year.
Chuckle Chasers.
So we'll see how that goes.
The Nasty Show is always.
That's a great name. Like,
just,
how did you come up with that?
The Nasty Survive.
It's always. It's good. That's always one a popular one. Like
we try to get somebody to be so offended that they walk out.
Really?
And it never happens. Like they're in it.
You know, so that's the
that's why I got throw that comic in like the rated PG
I think one
show.
Year I humped yeah. some girl's face
for like an hour. It's like the whole set. He's just
yeah yeah
wowzers.
Yeah,
wowzers.
It was really great.
And then don't bullshit me.
Nobody's ever come on you before.
That's so good.
And then Poison, I host the Poison show every year on Saturday night
until you can't stand anymore.
Pretty much, like I
yeah,
there's I have to get carried and escorted out of there.
Yeah, in a gurney. There's a gurney actually in the corner.
Yeah, like, you never finish hosting that show.
Yeah, there's no light. That's just like
you're slurring your jokes at that point.
That's, yeah, it's because I can finally I start drinking about. Maybe
2 a.m.
Nah, yeah. Like 9 o'clock at night, I'll start drinking.
You almost said in the morning.
Yeah, I know. After I know all the shows are already well on their right. way and going, so now I don't have to worry about things because it's Saturday and we just have the best of the fest to do, which is it's one show on the Sunday, so it's easy to take care of that. Very hungover.
Yeah.
So Saturday is just becomes that's the show I can kind of have fun and relax and do my thing.
Yeah, I remember that. I did that show the first year there. I was there with John Huck.
I was just about to say that. And, John Huck when he took a...
He took a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And he got up and he did... He was like...
Halfway through.
Halfway. 5 minutes.
Halfway through.
Into the set. And didn't even get to the punchline. He was just like, thank you. Like, just
everybody was just like, yeah.
He never came, but he just thought he was done because he was so out of it and just walked off the stage.
But that's the good thing about that show is like everybody knows that. And they're just like, yes.
Yeah, you're up there talking.
First year we brought up Keith Healy, remember?
Oh, my God.
Keith Healy's
crushed.
He's this guy, like he's known minutes. For like just being ridiculous. Wasted when he's on stage.
And off.
And we just, yeah, and we brought him up for that one show. That one show, that was his show.
And he cried.
He said, that's the one I want. That's the one I want.
Yeah.
And how do you choose headliners, or do you?
It's well, all the process
it's,
of.
It's all headliners. Like, I mean, I try to keep it so that there's at least 5 somewhat new guys on the festival.
Right.
So
that's
that
good.
Can work and be with
dude, you guys
people.
Are so fair. It's ridiculous.
It's a comics festival.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way it should be.
And it's I wanted it to be so these guys can see how it is to work with some of these guys. But it's and it's just it's I can't remember Sid Davis has been on he was voted best of the fest 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys where he's like he's getting ready to go up and like the lineup on the best of the fest it's just crush fest, you know, first comic out of the box, second one, third one, and it's just, they just do better and better. Like, when you're on the road as a headliner, feature usually sucks.
Right.
And you kind of just, it's just setting the room up, you know, right. It's just cheerleading. Here, it's everyone's doing well. And then once everyone's
that makes
doing,
it competitive, too.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
But everyone's doing well, but then everybody else wants to do well, so it just perpetuates this crazy, and there's no judges. So that way, there's no pressure to perform. So it's even more.
Just having fun.
Well, it's like a certain comic this year. I won't say his name. He's a guitar comic, and he's like, well, I was thinking about going without the guitar, you know. And I'm like, well, there's some big shows, you know. I mean, if you, whatever, you know, like Best of the Fest, if you make it in, it's 900 seats. He's like, all right, I'll take the guitar. You know, whatever. We'll see. Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
So funny.
Try to make a bank shot.
But
I
it's literally like that, where like they're like, you know, and then they don't realize it till they get there. They're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is
wow,
legitimate.
This lineup.
Well, yeah. Eddie, let me ask you this because, like, you know, you're a comic performing this. Does it make you nervous to be in, like, in that capacity of so many comics?
No.
Does it
fun.
Make it, like, make you inspired?
It's fun. That's, you want your show.
It's, awesome. It's really just being fun. Like, everyone's like, what should I do? I'm like, I don't care what you do as long as it's 8 minutes.
The best thing
just
about
be funny.
The best thing about being in a in a lineup full of like super strong comics is like you don't like a lot of times as a comic you perform so much sometimes you'll get up and you'll just like dick around and you kind of take it off a little bit you won't do your best stuff and if everyone else is doing their best stuff you go up and you do your best stuff like I did the Seattle International Comedy Competition years ago and that was it was like you had to it was like 3 weeks of straight shows every night and every night you had to like a game every single night and it was the most fun I've ever had doing comedy for like that month because you like every night you don't dick around. It's not up there, hey, what's going on, guys?
Right,
what's going on tonight? You're just up there and you're
cream
like, bam, bam, bam. And that's what it's like when you're in a festival like this when the whole, when there's 8 or 9 strong comics, it's like you don't go up and go, hey, guys, what's going on? You go up and you're
you
like,
don't have time. You don't have time. You just get in there.
You don't necessarily want to like top. I don't care about topping the guy before me or making it tough for the guy to follow me.
But you don't want to lose the momentum of the crowd.
You just want to like, this crowd's awesome. I want to jump in on this, you know?
But it's also it's not
it's like a game band.
It's not a contest.
Yeah, it's not a contest.
So it's also it has that the feel of like what you were talking about. But it's also nobody's competing against each other, so everybody goes to other shows yeah. and like sits and watches other people.
And they actually support.
And it's just a great like yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't bullshit like, me.
Well, even the lineup too, like, you know, when we do the show lineups, we do headliner first, and that's who the show is for. And then the second person we put on that lineup is the host, who is also a headliner.
Right.
So you're getting two headliners in there, and then the first person out of the gate after the host is also a headliner. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Just it's host headline, second guy headline, and then we fill in the lineup.
What are the like prices like for the consumer that's going there that wants to know, like, what are the prices for each show? Are they different?
If you're a college student, you get in for $5 on certain shows.
That's awesome.
There's like, I think there's 6 shows that are $5 shows. And then we have 15 is the standard price, and then the best of the fest is 20. And then if you get them at the door,
average
it's $5
is about
15. More. 15 is the average price.
15 okay. online and then
20 at the door.
That's so reasonable.
Well, yeah. I tried to keep it that way because I want this to be something that the town gets excited for, and I want everyone to be able to go to multiple shows. I mean, we could charge 30, like with the lineup, we could charge $35, $40
yeah,
a ticket
easily.
And I don't want to do that.
And
I
then
want
people are just going
to
go to one show and just
and
like
that's it.
Hit it and
right.
quit it.
I want every show to be packed. You know?
And you want like the vibe, like you want people coming out, like, oh my god,
yeah.
you got to check out these. And people are like looking, like, okay, who's on
yeah.
that? You know, like that's when you get like live energy.
And
know?
It's also like with this festival, I've noticed because with other festivals, like sometimes like they'll have shows run at the same time in different parts in different mm-hmm. venues, and one show's packed, and there's like nobody at the other one.
Yeah.
But at this festival, it seems like every show at no matter what time, even if it's competing with another show, is still packed. Like they're all like there's so many
yeah.
people there. To see all the different shows, so there's like not a bad show to be on.
That's no, awesome,
and that's the way it was supposed. Like, and it's designed that way so that the smaller shows are in the afternoon. But again, like you said, you know, 5 p.m, it's packed, and people are there to have fun. They want to laugh, and
yeah,
it's just it's amazing when I walk in and I see the shows already starting. I'm just like, all right, okay, everything looks good, and everyone's laughing like where they need to be laughing, and all right, I'll go to check the next room. And I just
well, it's also like
around.
They're all different themes. So
right.
it's like that's another good thing because it's like every time is a different theme. So it's like, you know, they're not all nasty, they're not all clean. You know, it's like
right.
so it's like somebody
people
likes
people can choose
exactly.
Right.
Some people like clean comedy, some like, you know, like dirty or whatever. So it's like it's like every show.
See,
is
I don't
a
care,
different.
But I love comedy. I love it. For me, it's just got to be funny. It's just got to be good.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's dirty,
yeah.
if it's clean. I don't care. If
yeah.
it makes me, like, cry laughing, it's
yeah.
fantastic.
And it has
you know?
To push boundaries, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've, every time I talk to somebody new in the town that hasn't heard about us, I'm like, look, you're gonna hate one comic, you're going to love one comic, and the other 6 are going to be amazing. Because everyone has their own choice and preference. And I remember just watching Bill Burr one time at the Hollywood Improv. He is crushing for like 20 solid minutes, and there's a lady in the middle of the room just arms crossed and just
there's
like,
always one of those
and,
yeah.
and he just stops
isn't
and goes
funny?
And I mean it's 220 people and they're just jammed in and she is just miserable and he's like, lady, are you getting any of these jokes? And she's like, you're not funny. And like the whole
yeah.
audience is like, oh my god. And he's like, look, lady, I'm not going to mess with you. You look like you were putting rivets in ships during the war. and just
you're a funny guy, Sully. I like you.
I was like, how the hell did you think of that on the fly? Like,
rivets
I mean,
in ships.
That's the gift.
Bill
like,
Burr
that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why I really do like hanging out with comics just because it's like, man, they are so quick. It's like, I think comedians are some of the sharpest artists out there because they have to think on the fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when somebody, it's like what, like if you have a brother or if you have somebody heckling you, getting that comeback. Comics always, oh man, you want to sharpen your heckling game? Heckle a
yeah.
comic, too.
Yeah.
You know? It's,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's like a
yeah.
perpetual big brother or sister that's ready to just take
yeah.
you down, man.
But then there's sometimes people heckle and they're too drunk to even realize.
Yeah. You put them in their place
yeah.
and then they're just like, okay.
Well, that's
and
the worst
like, they
heckler.
Keep getting
yeah.
more and more and more. You're
obnoxious.
Like,
all
right.
that's
we're
going
to have to murder you now.
Well, if you're too drunk to be embarrassed, that's the worst.
Well, this,
yeah, exactly.
It's the worst heckler.
This had to be like 10 years ago or so. I'm up in Montana in like Kalispell, like up on Missoula there and this guy just randomly is just like I'm every time I got to a punchline he would just yell out kill something and like
God.
And I slammed him a couple times and then he would just keep yelling kill something and then there's no security so you
should
just had to
like,
keep
talk
fighting.
To the hand
but you had to keep fighting through that and then finally he just got so drunk that he passed out like,
that's when the Sharpies come out
just keep ordering shots
just get him a tumbler
How did you choose on 8 minutes for every comic? Well, that's a more than fair number, by the way.
Well, because there's 48 comics, and I wanted to give everyone four spots. So there's 196 spots. Oh,
that's a lot of math.
There's
that's
24 a, yeah. shows.
Divide the
so 24 shows.
You already lost me. You already lost me.
That's why when somebody wants to, they're like, oh, yeah, can I just switch with this person? It's like they don't realize that's like a whole
It's like
process.
A Jenga game.
Literally. Literally.
You
like,
can't move one piece.
Like yeah. Tripoli's like, oh, yeah, I can't make it Saturday. Can I just switch with her? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like,
I'm going to kill you. That's
this
it.
Is like a whole, like, I got to go through
well,
all
because,
these.
Like, everyone has to have at least one show a day, and like if I move one person, then they might get three shows and then no shows on that day.
Everybody has to have at least one theater show.
And they have to have at least one.
It's like being
show.
A parent. You have to be fair. You. Yeah.
So everyone gets at least one theater show.
Johnny has
Dude,
two
Dude, are comedians
shows.
That annoying? Do they do that? Oh, Eddie,
comics
come on.
Are the worst people.
Dude, I would give them one of these.
No, I don't.
You tricked me, sucker!
I don't give a crap where I'm going up. Where I'm going up.
Yeah,
where I'm going.
I want it to be. I want it to be as fair as possible across the board. And there's one person I saw had like three theater shows, so I pulled him off of one of the theaters and put him on, and switched somebody else around who had like one. And so I try to keep it as fair as possible for everyone to enjoy it, because I don't want to have someone doing too many theater shows, because then they lose the feel of these small venues.
Right. Those are funner than the theaters.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I think they are.
I think that's the way.
Well,
to
good.
Do
you're
it.
Not doing any theaters.
That's what I was trying to reverse psychology on you guys.
Granted,
you have all theater shows.
No, but that's good, because you want to see everybody in different venues too, because that makes it makes such a different experience, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like, and that's just coming from the person that comics. I love going to comedy shows all the time. And it's like, when you're in a small, like, packed theater versus a huge theater, it's such a different vibe. It's
And the other reason is, like, I kind of structured this after Edinburgh and Kilkenny. Those were my two things that I did overseas. And I loved the way that they were festivals and they weren't competitions.
Right.
And then some of these rooms, like, you know, there's comics that do Edinburgh. It's a 27-day festival. They'll do, like, almost 200 spots in 27 days. And it does, to me, I don't even want to hear my own self that much.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Right.
But like,
it's overkill.
I don't want to do 200 spots in a year.
Yeah. But you have like you have
all
like
right, everyone, chill.
Stop
with the fucking Schwarzenegger soundbite.
I'm just so excited by this.
So terrible.
But you have like you have big names drop into an afternoon show, and it blows people's minds. So I mean, like, I would love to see Dave Attell or something do our theater gig and then walk in to do Spikes in front of 50 people.
Right.
It would blow people's minds.
Right.
You know?
Like Steinberg Gallery.
Yeah. Or like even like Louis C.K. Yeah,
Steinberg. That's such a fun show, Steinberg Gallery.
Yeah.
That's a really great one.
It's like an art gallery.
It's an art gallery. And we used to, it used to be like a 100-seater. And then that was one that got hit with the fire marshal.
Yeah, they dropped that to 50.
Oh, they did?
Real quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't like it.
Like, that's not my
show. No, never mind.
But yeah, so that was like our main, that was actually like our biggest show to do. Mm-hmm. And then, but now it's just.
And you kind of sort it out. Like, I know there's a lot of guys and there's a lot of girls. Do you kind of like make sure there's equal representation in certain shows? Or like how?
Yeah, we try to.
All the girls get two shows, the guys get four. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, you know, some people like, they'll bitch about the number that we have, like, there's only 8 females out of 48 on the lineup. And I do this, and I went through, and it's always an exact representation of the submissions.
Yeah.
So, like, the submissions came in, well, I think we had 14.5% female submissions this year. On the lineup, we have 15.9% on the lineup or something.
Yeah. Like that, you know? you don't do affirmative action.
No. It's
No, we book
You book
funny
the funny comics.
Right. You know,
which is like, the way it should be.
But And it works out to be what it is, you know. And if we have X amount of black people who submit, we have X amount in the festival. We have X amount of Latinos. There's X amount on the festival, and it's
and
amazing.
And it just works out that way.
It works out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, so you don't have to go and look for people, and a lot of people, you know, you have to keep it diverse. You want it to be diverse.
Yeah.
But you don't.
You
have
can't
to.
Force it to be diverse, because it does a disservice to the show.
Exactly. That's where it says comedy audiences can't be fooled.
Right.
Exactly. You know, there cannot be any politics in comedy, because it'll bite you in the ass, and we wouldn't have a year two. You know, let's
go back to year one. What was the biggest and craziest obstacle or thing that you were like, oh my God, we're never doing it this way again, that now you've got it ironed out and you're like, ah.
Year one was just like, it was like a lot of hit or miss. Or not, it was just like kind of like learning as you go.
Gave away, I was like a drug dealer. I gave away so many seats.
Dude, yeah.
I was here.
That Thursday show at, what was it?
Yeah, the Celio Cantina or something like that, maybe.
I was in the first show, the first festival, and I was walking to the show with Huck.
Oh my god, yeah.
And there was this huge line all the way down the street.
Oh god.
And we're like, holy shit. Chance and Fry did it. This is amazing. It was like 400 people down the street.
Wow.
And we get to the end of the line. It's the San Francisco Giants World Series trophy.
Yeah.
Was making a tour down the coast.
I remember that. Because I walked out. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, we need more staff.
Yeah. And then we went to the show and like, okay.
Right. I thought the same thing. I'm like, this is awesome.
We were going, Chance and Fry fucking did it.
I couldn't believe when I saw it. But it was also very helpful that they were there. So I just gave everyone a program book.
Yeah.
You know,
but it was so many people. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it was crazy. And then you go in the
room.
We're
never going to be able to keep up with this.
20 people.
Yeah, the room. But that was the first show of the first festival.
Yeah, but now you're 5 years into it, and it's like now people know and expect you to come.
And you guys get more industry up there every year. I mean, which is
it's
awesome.
Amazing. You know, and then they're like, some of them are contacting me, and I'm like, are you sure you want to talk to me?
You're doing something right.
You can tell the festival's grown because I remember the first couple years, you guys like have industry with like. Confirm and then they wouldn't show.
Yeah, I paid for a lot of hotels.
That's right. You know, I remember you bitching to me about like, he didn't fucking show. But now it's like now they're contacting you to get up there.
Right.
I've had so many industry like through the years. It's like, oh yeah, I'll be there. I want to be there. Oh yeah, yeah.
And then no, they don't show.
We've even like bought tequila for certain people. Like sent it delivered, and then they're like, oh yeah, we'll be there. And then they don't show up. It's just like, and now it's kind of like gets to a point where like they kind of contact you and like
because it's
you
know, it's become its own beast.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. And my biggest thing always was you treat the comics as best as you can. And I don't want anyone to kiss anyone's ass. I want to be treated the way I want to be treated.
Right.
I don't want my ass kissed, but I want to be treated well.
Right.
You know, and that's how I live this by. So like you know, everyone shows up, they get a hotel room. I think we're one of the first festivals that started doing free hotel rooms.
Yeah, you are one of the first.
There's
hand jobs. Miller,
hand jobs.
By me.
They're quick.
Hand jobs.
And rough, but effective.
Yeah. Miller Lite, our sponsor, is awesome. Like, they give us 20 free cases of beer.
Yeah, your guys' little swag buckets in the room are nice.
Yeah, we got swag. So, like, we go to Costco, and I feel like it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, I go in, I'm buying all this shit, like, you know, different chips and Snickers bars. And Capri Suns are, like, the biggest.
Can you run a music festival?
But so we fill these bags up with like goodie bags with all kind of stuff, and then even the what's it, Planned Parenthood or whatever we go to.
Yeah, we go to Planned Parenthood. They get like condoms and.
But now they're involved, like so they get like Chinese containers last year that have like one condom and a little sachet of lube and then instructions on how to use a condom.
And he's like, I love this festival.
No, it helps with the hand jobs. Have all that lube.
It's
not
really
just the hand jobs, Eddie.
More with the spit, less with the teeth, lady.
That's so, you know what? That's so generous and kind of you guys. Like, you guys have to be comics to do all that
stuff. Well, that's it. It comes from a comics perspective.
Yeah, and you treat comics well, more comics want to come.
Right. And there's so many festivals where I've gone.
Exactly.
There's so many festivals I've done. They're like, if you don't like it, you can leave because there's somebody else that wants to go do it.
Right. You have to buy your own hotel room.
Yeah.
You have to, like... Everything. It's just like
comics are an afterthought, but we're the ones that drive the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of flipped it on its head, and now I'm watching other festivals start up.
Wait, and you're one of the few festivals that guarantee four shows. A lot of festivals don't guarantee that many shows.
No, yeah.
I'm still amazed that happens, that you get more than one. Like, with music, you get one, and that's it.
Well, as this grows...
You usually get two at a festival, not four.
Well, as this grows, I'm probably going to try to keep it to four, but it'll be less comics on a lineup, and you'll get longer time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Except for Eddie.
Well, I got so many hand jobs.
Yeah.
He's a busy man.
It's really going to cut into my performance time.
For every hand job, you get a minute.
Hey, give him like 10 seconds. Let him earn it.
It's kind of like a bringer show.
Popeye forum.
All right, Eddie, how many did you give this weekend?
Well, you know, it's amazing that you're getting industry up there. It's amazing that you're getting great comics up there. It's fantastic that you're treating them all so well. But the coolest part is this is your sixth year?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, because I thought I'd been dead by four.
Most people give up. Most people give up. No, really, it's the truth.
I've been close.
You're like,
Now it's got to a point where...
It runs itself.
Well, not really.
Well, never mind.
Now it's gotten to a point where like...
I have to
do it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now it's obligation.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can walk away. I mean, you can always walk away from anything whenever you want. But I feel I have an obligation now to keep this going.
Well, it gives it a voice. That's the whole point.
And the town, like, one thing about last year with the whole fire marshal thing, it was horrible and it was bad, but one good thing that came about it is, like, the town kind of came around. Literally, like, we sold out, like, the Best of the Fest, and, like, everybody was just, like, just so positive about it, and they're like, that was fucked up.
We were the lead story on KSPY. Yeah. Like, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Thursday, I hosted the...
That's awesome.
The show at Tap It. And because there's a bunch of people that came in that got kicked out of one of the shows, and one of the guys that was in the show works for the news, and he's like, "Dude, I'd love to do a story about the whole festival and everything that you guys are dealing with."
We're gonna be famous.
Yeah, I'm like, here we go.
But the whole story was,
and then Eric was on the news.
Hey, wait a second!
But the whole story was, we were forced to decrease attendance, which is like the best press you could ever get out of anything.
Right.
Like, we have too many fucking people. You can't come.
This is too popular, guys. Let's make this suck this a little.
We're hot like hotcakes.
Yeah, yeah. It's for the cool kids.
Yeah.
Now you're just like every other festival. You're like that. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, now we added 47,000 seats. Yeah. So,
well, you'll get there. I mean, honestly, with the way you're doing it, it's like it's only going to go even farther and bigger. And we hope that people come out. One more time, let's tell everybody the dates, the times, the shows, and where everybody can buy tickets.
It's March 3rd through the 6th, and it's going to be in San Luis Obispo, California, the Central Coast, dead smack between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
And you can buy tickets at slowcomedyfestival.com.
Spell it out, because people are dumb.
I know, they'll do S-L-O-W.
Exactly. Like, keep playing slow.
Yeah.
Keep playing slow.
S-L-O. Comedy.
Spell that out too, because people are really dumb.
S-L-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y.
Mark had to look how to spell it.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to get this wrong.
P-H-E-S-T-I.
Yeah. Hyphen.
.org.
Squiggly line.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it real fast. S-L-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y-F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L.com.
Can you use that in a sentence?
I can, but it'll
cost me. Place of origin.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming by and shooting the shit.
Yeah,
dude,
I appreciate it.
You guys are doing a great thing.
Keep doing it.
And the people will come.
Yeah, if you build it, I will jerk them off till they come. Good night, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Good luck, Eddie. Good luck.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Corulla and Eddie Pence. Right here on LA Talk Radio.